Why did Moses listen to Yitro's advice? Deriving lessons from the commentator's interpretations. Exodus 18. Yitro heard that God had done wonders for Moses and Israel and had redeemed them from Egypt. He thereupon journeyed from Midian with Moses' wife and sons to the Israelites' desert encampment at the mountain of God. We hear nothing of Moses' reunion with his wife and children, but rather a detailed account of Yitro's organizational advice to Moses. Yitro advised that Moses set up a judicial system to alleviate the burden upon him and thus better serve the needs of the people, that Moses would teach the word of God, but would no longer adjudicate small matters, that only the most difficult matters would be brought to Moses' attention, the remainder being attended to by a judicial system populated by God-fearing, upstanding, wise men. Moses listened to his father-in-law and implemented his suggestions by doing, quote, all that he had said. Now let's identify some questions. 1. Why was Moses so quick to heed Yitro's advice? In verse 24. 2. And why was Yitro the source of the advice? Or why didn't God direct Moses to set up a judiciary system himself? Now we'll explore the commentator's answers to the questions. First, Tzoror Hamor, Avraham Saba, 1440 to 1508, Spain, Portugal, Morocco, states that Moses listened to Yitro's advice because, and I quote, he saw that his advice was good, so good that Moses did all that he said without adding or detracting because his, Yitro's words, were divinely inspired, that is, Ruach HaKodesh. This highlights Moses' humility, that he accepted the truth from the one who stated it and implemented it, that is, Yitro's plan, without changes. And it also points to the wisdom of Yitro, who perceived that which Moses had not. Now let's derive some lessons from Tzoror Hamor's comments. Lesson 1. If Moses wholeheartedly accepted advice from an outsider, by extension, we too should be willing to seriously consider persuasive arguments for improvement regardless of the source of that advice. Ralbag, Rabbi Levi ben Gershon, 1288 to 1344 Provence, explicitly articulates this lesson, stating, it is appropriate for a person to take heed of good advice and forsake his own approach when it is not as good. For indeed, Moshe, our teacher of blessed memory, notwithstanding his perfection and wisdom, put aside his own approach in the face of Yitro's advice, since it was better. Lesson 2. Moses sensed that Yitro's advice was divinely inspired, thereby indicating that non-Israelites or non-Jews may serve as conduits for divinely inspired instruction to Jews. Tzoror Hamor then continues by responding to the following implied question. Why did Yitro merit having Moses, the leader of the Israelites, accept his advice, and having it made known that an entirely new judicial system was established on his behest? Tzoror Hamor opines that God wished for the advice regarding the establishment of a new judiciary system to come from Yitro rather than God, for God wanted Israel to be aware of the great wisdom that Yitro possessed, so the Israelites would understand how appropriate it was for Moses to have married Yitro's daughter, for Yitro was indeed wise like Moses. Let's derive some more lessons from Tzoror Hamor's comments. 1. God's concern for Moses' reputation. Lest the Israelites wonder how Moses could have married a foreign Midianite woman. And by extension, like God, that is, imitatio Dei, we too should be concerned with the reputation of others. and anticipate an attempt to neutralize the likelihood of unjustified negative reactions of people to another's conduct. Lesson two, maximal divine providence. Professor Jonathan Schorsch suggests that according to Tzur HaMor, God is involved in the minute details of everyday life, ensuring that Yitro is the one who gives Moses the divinely inspired counsel to establish a judiciary system. In other words, God refrains from giving the advice for the sake of making it known publicly that Yitro was an exceedingly wise man. Now, Or HaChaim, Rabbi Chaim ben Moses ibn Attar, 1696 to 1743, Morocco and Jerusalem, asks the same question as Tzur HaMor's last question. Why was Yitro the source of this advice and not Moses? Or HaChaim responds, it appears to me that the reason for God to show the children of Israel, this generation and every subsequent generation, that there are among non-Jews giants of understanding and insight, go out and learn from the insight of Yitro in his advice. The attention in this is that God did not choose Israel because their insight and cognition were greater than those of the nations of the world, but rather their having been chosen came from a chesed or kindness on high and from God's love of the patriarchs. Now, even though there are among the nations those who are wiser than those among Israel, nevertheless, God brought us to himself and chose us. And it is especially for this reason it is incumbent upon us to praise the one who chose us on account of God's kindness. Let's derive some lessons from Or HaChaim's comments. Lesson one, Or HaChaim makes explicit that which is implicit in the comment of Tzur HaMor, that the Torah is coming to teach Israel that there are wise people among the nations with much insight to offer to the world in general and to Jews in particular. While Tzur HaMor encourages individual humility, Or HaChaim encourages national humility. Lesson two, God chose the Jewish people not because of their particular wisdom or insight, but on account of God's pure chesed or benevolence, for which we should acknowledge and thank God, once again extolling the value of national and individual humility and eschewing the tendency towards national hubris. Finally, Abarbanel, Don Isaac Abarbanel, 1438 to 1507, Spain, Portugal, and Italy, on the other hand, does not think that Yitro's advice was divinely inspired or even especially insightful. Abarbanel notes that Yitro's judiciary plan was certainly a good one, but insists that the advice given was obvious, so obvious that even, and I quote, the most ignorant would realize that it was a foolish idea for one person, in other words, Moses, to stand from morning until evening to adjudicate matters that were brought before him. And since Moses was master of the prophets and the greatest of the wise men, it's not at all possible that Moses and all the elders of Israel did not consider this obvious piece of advice on their own. Abarbanel articulates the question as follows. How is it possible that Moses and all the elders of Israel didn't notice that appointing judges would ease the burden upon Moses, and that no one among all this illustrious group would realize that it would be appropriate to appoint judges who are able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating unjust gain, and so much so that Moses listened to his father-in-law and implemented his suggestions by doing all that he had said? And furthermore, how is it possible that God didn't teach Moses such a simple insight as this one? According to Abarbanel, Moshe actually had intended to implement a similar judicial system himself soon after the giving of the law a few days later. Nevertheless, for the sake of treating Yitro with honor and respect, Moses did not reveal to Yitro that he, Moses, had already thought of the idea to establish a judicial system. So let's derive a couple of lessons from Abarbanel's comments. One, at times perhaps we ought to withhold some information for the sake of the honor of another individual. Moses honored Yitro by agreeing to implement his plan rather than revealing that he had thought of the very same plan himself. In addition, Moses' withholding of the information also speaks to his humility by selflessly allowing another to receive credit for a plan that he was intending to implement. Although the commentators we just reviewed answered our questions from different vantage points, disagreeing at times, they seem to share something in common: the highlighting or even extolling of the paramount virtue of humility, be it on a personal or national level. I hope our study demonstrated how identifying study questions and referring to our traditional commentaries can provide us with an opportunity to consider the values and issues being addressed by the commentators as a way of enhancing weekly Torah study and encouraging us to engage in meaningful reflection and or discussion.